to Amazing Individuals. We are your hosts, Lisa and Kurt Noble. On our podcast, we highlight people with intellectual disabilities and the people that support them. This podcast is sponsored by a great friend from Special Olympics. So, welcome to another episode of Amazing Individuals, where we talk to individuals with intellectual disabilities and the people that support them. On today's show, we are talking to Special Olympics Illinois Region B Assistant Director of Sports, Michelle Mark. Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming on our show today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Well, that's great. So, could you please tell our listeners,
Where are you from and how long have you worked for Special Olympics?
Yeah, so I am from Carroll Stream, so western suburb of Chicago, born and raised there. And I have been with Special Olympics since January of 2018. So coming up on an anniversary.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, my cousin used to live in Carroll Stream and
nice.
The Wheaton area. So I know exactly where that's at. So,
yeah. Perfect. Yep.
Yeah. So how did you get involved and eventually work for Special Olympics?
So I went to Eastern Illinois University. I got a major in therapeutic recreation, so kind of fell into the Special Rec Association world. I worked there for 5 years. I worked for Special Recreation Association of Central Lake County. And then in that job, I coached Special Olympics almost every season. So did basketball, soccer, swimming, bocce, snowshoeing, all of them. So when a job opened up in the Region B office, I couldn't help but go for it.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. Eastern Illinois, that's near your sister, isn't it? Yeah, his sister lives in Charleston, so.
Yeah.
Eastern, so.
Great town.
So, yeah, so go ahead.
Could you please tell our listeners what some of your job duties are and maybe one or two things you like most about it?
So I am in charge of the sport competitions in Region B. So from the planning phase of getting paperwork in, registering all the athletes, divisioning, and just getting the facilities and planning all that. So from start to finish, I do it. I also help with the volunteers. So you guys volunteered for softball for us. So that came from me. So I am the full sports person. So anything that goes with that. And the volunteers in there. I think probably the thing I like most is the actual events. A lot of hard work that goes into planning it for you guys to attend. So I love when you guys show up and compete and everything runs smoothly and you guys are having a good time. That's probably one of my favorite things is looking back and seeing all the work that we put into it for the event.
Well, and we appreciate all the hard work you went to do. I mean, everybody put into it too. So
I appreciate you guys coming to our events.
Yeah.
So this past June, you were part of the Illinois delegation at USA Games in Orlando. Could you tell our listeners what were a few things that you helped out with and also maybe what were a couple of the things that you liked the most?
Yeah, so I was honored to go to USA Games this year. It was my first USA Games event, so that was just exciting in general. What I did this year was I helped with Karen doing the family stuff. So, you know, I set up the family spirit wear orders and kind of got all of our clothing and souvenirs up on the website and for sale. I went to the training camps with the athletes, helped with the paperwork, all that kind of stuff. So it was honestly an awesome experience. I don't know if I could pick one thing that was great. The whole trip was great. The weather, the athletes, the atmospheres. But probably the best thing about what I was able to do was I was able to go around to all the different venues. So I saw almost everything. I didn't make it to like golf out there or surfing, which I tried, but I was able to go to all the venues, meet the families, meet the parents, cheer on the athletes. So that was honestly so much fun to see our athletes all week.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we enjoyed it. I mean, we were surprised to get media passes, but we enjoyed it. We didn't get to go to, we just stayed basically at the ESPN and bocce venues. But what we saw,
I mean, that was huge.
Yeah. So, yeah,
we had saw a lot there. So,
yeah. And like I said, we weren't expecting to get media passes, but you know, well, we were thrilled to. So,
yeah, that was exciting for you guys. I was happy to see you on the other side of the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're hoping to do that again, maybe in Minnesota. So, yeah. But go on.
What are some successes that you have seen Special Olympics make, and what are some challenges, especially in athlete leadership?
Yeah, so I think it has a great experience with athlete leadership. You guys do so much. I think what we're trying to do here in Region B is really venture out and get more athletes in the leadership program. I think that's, I would say, one of like my challenges is seeing all of the amazing athletes that we have and knowing that they would be fantastic leaders. So just trying to get the word out to them so they can go through it. I think they all have excellent stories to tell. It's such an honor and so much fun to take them around to different events and have them speak on behalf of us. I think those are way more fun than me speaking to corporations. Tomorrow, actually, we have an athlete doing his first speech. So I'm pretty excited. He sent me his speech. It's great. I can't wait for him to be up there. So
is that at that really basketball? Basketball? We were gonna do that. We were gonna do that, but with us having to help out with, you know, Leadership Academy, just, you know, it didn't work out. So
yeah, it's busy.
But I'm glad it's somebody that, you know, gets to do his first speech. So
yeah. So it'll be super exciting. So I'm really excited to hear him, and I know it'll be a great speech. So just trying to venture out and get more of those athletes, because you guys have the stories, not us.
I understand that. Yeah, I just get frustrated when I, like you probably do too, but you know, when we try to recruit people, and some of their parents or something might not think that just because they don't talk or something that they can't be a good athlete leader. And it's like, no, we have athlete leaders that, you know, that use, you know, technology, or like there's one, well, you've met him, his name is Grayson. He did flag football for our team. And sometimes he does stuff with Kurt because it's just they tag team, and that just helps him out. So, and I think we have, you know, if we can tell more stories like that, then I think we'll get more athlete leaders involved.
Yes. Yeah. We definitely pitched it out to our coaches and our families recently. So hopefully we get some more, because it would just be great.
Most definitely. So, actually I'm going to reword this question, but, since the pandemic, how do you think as an organization we've tried to bounce back?
Yeah, so that's been one of our big goals, is just getting our athletes back, getting our volunteers back, just opening it back up. I think we did a really good job during the pandemic of keeping people involved. And so it's really exciting now as we're getting our numbers back up. So our events are getting bigger. They're not quite at pre-COVID numbers yet, but we're getting really close. So I think that's just been really great to see. A lot of our volunteer groups are ready to come back. So that's been really nice. So I think we're on the right direction. But we're always looking, you know, to expand more and reach more athletes. We're doing a lot more outreach, and just seeing how can we get people back if they aren't comfortable yet, or some of the group homes, they can't really leave yet. So how can we help them and get them back out to our competitions? But I would say in the last, you know, 6 months, our events have been bigger and better. And so we're ready.
Well, that's good. So, and maybe in that line, what would you think if we were, I don't know, at the national level, we've been talking about maybe having a master's division for like the older athletes, you know, to have like, you know, badminton and things. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so that's been a goal of ours as well, as we've been looking at the aging athlete population. What are the trends right now? What are some sports that are big now? And how can we adapt and, you know, grab some people? You know, some of our sports are a little higher intensity for some athletes to come back. So how can we mend that? We're working on it. I can say that. And I'm pretty excited to hear some things that, you know, we've got going on. We started Unified Bags a couple weeks ago. We did that at an agency up here in Region B. That was fun for some of our athletes. So looking to just see what else we could do and what else you guys want to do.
Well, what's one big thing you want to do? You want to coach, right?
I want to coach, yeah.
Yeah.
What sport? What sport you want to coach?
Whatever they throw out, whatever they throw out.
You said you want to do basketball mostly, right?
Yeah, basketball. But
well, you can be a coach. You can be a team manager. Just tell them. There's options. Yeah. We can get you on the court still.
Yep. So, yeah. So hopefully, you know, I know we're coming up with ways for more athletes, because more athletes like him has mentioned that, you know, especially when they, you know, saw Eric, at USA Games doing that. So too. So I think that kind of helps press, you know,
put. Yeah. I think you'd be a great coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. The right amount of discipline.
Yeah. There you go. When you're not working.
Yeah. When you're not working, what are a couple of things you like to do?
I have a pretty close-knit family. I have three older brothers, and I have right now three little nieces, one more on the way. So I am a big family girl. I love seeing them grow. They're still so young, so I like hanging out with them and getting together with family and friends and just relaxing.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because you probably work a lot with all the sports and stuff. So,
you know, our schedule is busy and I love it, but there's some days where I just want to relax.
Right. I understand that. I get that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really enjoyed talking to you.
I enjoy talking to you guys. It was an honor to be asked and invited.
Not a problem. So, that wraps up another episode of Amazing Individuals. We hope you enjoyed our show. Please remember to hit the like button and subscribe to our channel for more great episodes.
Before we end today, Lisa and I would like to remind everyone to make sure to get their COVID vaccines as well as their boosters. If you have not already done so, you are not just doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for the whole world.
So until next time, remember that people with intellectual disabilities can accomplish whatever they want with the right support. So give me one second.